Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to have a river of God's healing just flow in such a tangible fashion that no disease, no sickness can stand. And one of the things I like about my guest, Todd White, and he doesn't know it, but he's teaching me, because many times I'll think, well, this person's theology is bad, or they don't have faith, and so I'm not even going to pray for them, or that's why they're not getting healed. But what I've learned from you, Todd, is it's based on your faith, not the faith of the person you're praying for. And so I challenged you, and I said, but wait a second, even Jesus didn't have many people healed when he went to his hometown because of their lack of faith. And God gave you a revelation about that, Todd White.
He did. He did. Jesus went into his hometown to preach the first time he preached, and he preaches a sermon. And the people in the congregation are looking at him like, who does this guy think he is? I mean, he grew up here. I mean, aren't his brothers? Wait a second. Isn't this the son? Hold on. Let's get out of here. So these people heard Jesus preach and they rejected him. They rejected him. They turned their back on Jesus. Can anybody that knows of the life of Jesus actually picture them bringing a quadriplegic or somebody on a mat, a paralyzed man, laying him in front of Jesus, and Jesus praying and saying, arise, and the man just laying there. And him looking around at the people in the synagogue thinking, what's going on here? And then he looks at the man again and he says, arise, and the man still lays there. Now Jesus, can we picture Jesus getting a little frustrated because the people's unbelief is greater than his belief? And then he says again, I said arise, and nothing happens. And then he looks at the crowd and he says, come on guys, get with me. Maybe if you had faith, he'd be healed. And he turns his back and walks away. That's not Jesus. The fact remains is that they never brought anybody to him. Because if they would have brought him to him, Jesus would have healed them. You can't tell me for a second that somebody's unbelief was greater than Jesus's belief. They brought a man with a withered hand the one time to Jesus in the synagogue. And the Pharisees brought the man up not to do anything but use the man as a guinea pig to set Jesus up. They brought the man up and Jesus said, how much more important if you guys lose an animal, an ox or an animal, if you lose an animal and he falls into the pit on the Sabbath, would you not reach in and grab him? Come on, how much more important is this son of Abraham than an animal? Stretch forth your hand, and bang, the man was healed. Who had faith? Jesus did. What about the pool of Bethesda, when you have Jesus that walked through there, and he saw the one man that was there. He saw everybody, the one man specifically he prayed for. There's a theology that says, well, Jesus was only led to one, so you can't pray for everybody. Jesus was on his way to the cross. He had set his face like flint. He had a very short time to accomplish what he did. So what he did was he set his face like flint. He prayed for the one, and he snuck out of there quick because they were trying to make him natural king. And that's not why he came, to become natural king. So he prayed for the one. The man's carrying his mat through the synagogue. The Pharisees approach him and saying, you know you're not supposed to carry your mat. He said, the man that healed me told me to pick up my mat and walk. And they said, who healed you? And the man said, I don't know. He had no clue who had healed him. And Jesus did it. Nobody else was in faith but the king. So here's the deal. There's so many situations. There's another one. The mourners were called to Jairus' house to mourn the death. They were called to mourn a death. Jesus shows up, tells the mourners that they have to go. They're not needed. The mourners were hired professionals. He told them they were not needed, not because he had to get them out of the room in order for God to move, but because they weren't needed anymore. He said, she's only sleeping. She's not dead. She's only sleeping, and bang, the little girl gets up. We have blown this thing so much out because we haven't seen the results of a believing prayer. But the honest belief system of God is that in Matthew 17, if we speak to the mountain will move. If we speak to the mountain and the mountain doesn't move, it's because of a lack of faith in the person praying. See, the disciples in Matthew 17 had prayed for an epileptic boy. And in Matthew 10, they had been given authority by Jesus to go and do it. So in Matthew 17, Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. He comes down off the mountain. The disciples had been given authority. They prayed for the epileptic boy, and it didn't happen. So now Jesus comes in there, and the man says, "Help my son. I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't cure him." Jesus looks at the man and the disciples, who were the representatives, and he says, "You perverse and corrupt generation," meaning you twisted-minded people. Your minds got so perverse and so twisted on this one. Perverse meaning twisted-minded. "How long shall I bear with you? How long will I be with you?" He's saying, "Guys, I'm going to the cross soon. You've got to get this. Now bring the boy to me." The boy was healed, and the disciples said, "Why couldn't we cure him?" And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth." He didn't say anything about the demon. He said, "Because of your unbelief." To believe means to be fully convinced.
Are you fully convinced that if you pray for people right now that are listening to us, they will be healed?
Fully convinced.
You are fully. Well, I am fully convinced also, so the two of us are in agreement. I think it's time for you to pray.
Amen. Let's do it. Let's do it. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for everyone listening, God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for everyone listening that right now, God, that this phone, God, that this radio interview would be a conduit for your glory, God, would be a conduit for Christ in me, the hope of glory in Sid to flow through right now and to touch everyone that's listening. And in Jesus' name, God, I command herniated discs right now to be made whole. Father, I thank you. Bring your fire, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that every short leg of everyone that's listening and knows they have a short leg would right now sit with their heels together, with their legs in front of them. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the legs to grow right now. Father, I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name, God. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. All sciatic nerve damage being crushed in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you so much, God. You are so good. You are so wonderful. Father, I thank you for migraines. I just keep hearing migraines in Jesus' name. Migraines, crippling migraines, migraines that make you sick and dizzy. In Jesus' name, we rebuke and command all migraines to go right now. Father, I thank you for migraines being completely healed. God, thank you. I thank you for COPD being crushed right now in Jesus' name. Emphysema, COPD, asthma, I command you loose them right now. Father, I thank you for the breath of God breathing into the lungs of listeners right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your warmth, for your fire, God, going into their lungs right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you're amazing, and I thank you, and I give you glory. God, I thank you right now for cancers being crushed in Jesus' name. Lung cancer, in Jesus' name, I command you, let them go. Let them go right now. In Jesus' name, pancreatic cancer. The doctor has told you that you have a very short period of time because this is one of the quickest ones. In Jesus' name, we command pancreatic cancer to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for complete wholeness, God, right now, that every cancerous cell would be completely crushed by you, Lord God. You're amazing. Holy Spirit, we command depression. We thank you in Jesus' name for depression being completely crushed, for all anxiety, God, for all depression in Jesus' name. We break off the spirit of suicide from a listener right now that has just tuned in. Suicide, I command you. You suicidal spirit, you leave right now. Father, I thank you for amazing joy, God, right now. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Don't turn this off. In Jesus' name, I command you to listen. In Jesus' name, depression, I curse you and command you, let them go right now. Right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know what I believe? I believe that there is so much presence of the healing anointing of God, so much faith in the atmosphere that whether you've announce their condition or not.
Yeah.
They can just literally, they're encased in healing. I mean, they're getting, their whole body is being healed. From the top of their head to the bottom of their foot, anything they need, especially in the foot area, they're being healed. Are you seeing anything else?
Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, I'm actually seeing bipolar. I'm seeing people, numerous people that have had been diagnosed with bipolar, that right now God is coming, and schizophrenia, right now God is coming right now with peace into your mind, right now in Jesus' name. Father, thank you that every mind disease, God, every sickness of the mind, God, every emotional, I just keep hearing this depression, this bipolar, in Jesus' name, I was depressed. I had this bipolar stuff. I had this, and God's crushed it. So in the name of Jesus, freely I've received, freely I give it. Right now, I command your minds to be clear. Right now, clear. Cataracts, right now, in Jesus' name.
Whoops, we're out of time. Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarech Yo'er Adonai paneh ve'lecha V'chunecha Yisar Adonai Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
Jesus told us to heal the sick. Sounds simple, right? Yet many of us have not seen consistent results. According to Todd White, healing is easy. In his brand new CD, Todd will teach you how to renew your mind, to think like Jesus, and to begin healing the sick regardless of their circumstances, attitudes, or unbelief. You can walk in the miraculous just like Jesus did. To receive your copy of Todd White's CD teaching entitled Healing is Easy for a donation of only $16, call us at 1-800-447-2697. First class shipping and handling is included. That's 1-800-447-2697.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.